Hallelujah. Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Shokorabasatere. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Oh, glory, glory. Before I even talk, let me pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Father, we give you worship and we give you praise and we lift you up tonight, Almighty God. Father, we come to present ourselves before you tonight, God. And Father, I ask you, Father, if we have sinned, Lord, if I have sinned in any way, Lord God, and I come tonight and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to wash me in the blood and cleanse me that I may be able to be bold to come before your throne tonight and to seek your mercy in the time of need. Oh, precious Holy Father, I invite the Holy Spirit in. Holy Spirit, you are the one that's in charge. I hide myself behind the cross tonight, Lord God, and let you come forth, Holy Spirit. Let you come forth, Holy Spirit, to minister to not only me, to me, but to your people. Oh, Father, I roll back myself and I let you, Holy Spirit, come forth. Father, your word is clear that if we pray in the Spirit and if we don't have any interpretation, Lord God, your word declares that we are building up ourselves in you. So, because tonight there's no interpretation, I come, Lord, I come. And I am building up myself in you. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome to come in here tonight unto change. Welcome to come in here tonight unto change. I now hide myself behind the cross and I let you come forth and be glorified. Use us in this way tonight, God. Use us online, offline, wherever we are. Use us, Father. I pray, Lord God, the ministry of health. The ministering angels will come forth and minister to any individual. I pray, oh God, that the healing touch will come forth and touch every individual. Father God, I pray whatever is our needs tonight, Father, pray. And I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. See, tonight I'm here under a mandate. Haven't feeling well all for the past couple of weeks. So we had to cancel. And I was going to cancel again tonight, but the Holy Spirit says, no, I want you to go for it and I want you to join forces with my people. And I want you to stand in the gap for the supernatural tonight. So tonight we come with no other, but with the Holy Spirit tonight. And the Holy Spirit will use us mightily tonight. He's going to walk through your house. He's going to walk to any place that you reside. He is going to come in and he is going to touch you from the inside out. I am only here as a vessel. I am only here as a vessel. I am only here as a vessel. Use me, Holy Spirit. I yield myself tonight and I say, welcome, welcome now. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and dwell. Tonight is a night of prophetic, but it's going to be a healing night of prophetic. Whatever you're believing God for tonight, whatever I am believing God for tonight, I will join forces with you tonight, and we will stand into the heavens tonight, and we will declare what the Father has already did through his Son. Welcome, welcome in the call tonight. You see, I have some scriptures that I am going to read, and then I'm going to pray. And I'm going to believe God that Jehovah Rapha, who is the God that healed you and me, will show up in the supernatural. I have different scriptures that I will be reading and calling out tonight. And one of them is the scripture that he said, he will take sickness away from us. Another one he said, he have healing in his wing. Another one he said that the Lord is going to heal. Another one he says, eat our bones and our soul will be healed. These are the scriptures that we're going to read tonight. Restoration from us, Lord God Almighty. Jehovah Rohi. We welcome you in our presence tonight. We welcome you to come in and to change the atmosphere. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, tonight. That the joy of the Lord will become our strength. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, that we will live in abundance of health, that we can declare that sickness has no powers, has no part or share in our lives tonight. We welcome you tonight as we receive healing, because the word of God declared that healing is the children's bread. Do you remember when that woman needed healing? Do you remember when that lady come and she said, Lord God, and the Father said he will not take the bread and give it to her And she declared, even the dog eat the crumbs from the master's table. Tonight we come with an urgency, and we are depending on you tonight, God. And we're lifting up our hands tonight, God. And I am going to use my oil. I have some oil. I have all different kind of oil. This is the oil that I take to the meeting. This is the oil that's consecrated. I am going to rub some of my oils on my hand tonight. And if you don't have any oil, I am standing in the gap with you right now. I am in the heavenlies right now. And I'm at the feet of Jesus. I'm in the spirit realm. And only God can do this. So we lift our hands tonight with our mouth open wide. And we declare that Jesus came and he died on the cross. And when we're reading Colossians, oh, let's go to Colossians 1. Healing, healing, healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Having made peace to the cross, hallelujah, reconciled to himself, I say, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes we are healed. I thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We being dead to sin. Jesus, you are dead to sin, but you took it on us. And you went down, blot out all our things, and writing an ordinance on the wall. And you nail it to the wall. Glory to God. Sickness and disease, you nail it. You nail it. We are free. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and we bind every sickness, every disease. We come against it and we say you are foul. And we speak to you no matter what conditions it is, no matter what condition it is, no matter what you're trying to bring up with your ugly head. We plead the blood of Jesus and we say healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the fire of God come down now. Let the fire of God come down now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come down now in this place, in your place of business, wherever you reside. Let the Holy Spirit ignite that place. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Come now and touch from the east, the west, the north and the south, east, west, north and south. Every mucus, every sickness, every disease. Oh, Koraba, Sunday, Lebo, Koraba. Known sickness, sickness that we don't know about, sickness that's here, sickness that's done, sickness that trying to raise up their ugly head. We speak to it tonight. We speak to it tonight. And we say, loose your grip, loose your grip. Father God, your word declare in Mark 16. Yes. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, saith the Lord, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, we will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I speak that right now. Sickness and disease must bow. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Grandma Mama Olaba.
I remember
Let's see what James 5:16 is. Makisha makoshi makita mashande. Hishamo katande kileba marama. Hishako limande kilete leba. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we confess their faults one to another. Hey, la la ma shande keta. We pray for one another. that the healing powers of Jesus Christ will come forth, and the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Father God, we thank you that our prayers avail it. Father God, I thank you that if you see anything inside of us, that you will take it out right now. We thank you as we come in the gap tonight, as we come in the gap tonight, and we stand and we bow with our arms up, and we say, you must bow. You must bow. You are defeated. We speak to every spirit, every sickness, every spirit, every coronavirus, everything that's released in the ear. We speak to it now. Every spiritual disorder that's released in the ear, we speak to it now. We speak to cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. We come and we detest it. And we say, we pray right now that it dry up from the roots. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name that is above every name, every mucus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, if your bones are weak, we call for healing in the bones. Every spirit of lupus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bone disorder, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every lung disorder, every system in the body that's out of line, we call it back in line now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, bones that is brittle, bones that are deteriorating, bones that feel weak, we speak to those bones right now. If they're dry, if they're choppy, if they're coming apart, if they're being loosened, we speak to them right now. And we command those bones to be strong. We command those bodies to be strong. We command them to be strong. We command spirit, soul, and body to be healed. Because restore upon them, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Every sickness that comes that is not of God, every sickness that comes with witchcraft, we break it now. Every generational curse of sickness, we break it now. Detestable voices, they're coming in and they're speaking. I command them to flee now. And the only voice that will come forth will be the voice of the Spirit of God. The only voice that we will hear tonight will be the voice of the Holy Spirit. So we come against every foul spirit in the atmosphere now. We drive it back in the abyss where it came from. Yeah, everything that's tingling in the ear, everything that want to come and speak in the ear and say you're not going to be healed, that's a lie from hell. And we command it right now. We command it right now to stand still in the mighty name of Jesus. We command eyesight in the mighty name of Jesus. We command eyesight to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We command eyesight to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to those voices that want to come in and want to detest and want to dismantle in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in the hand, in the wrist, in the joints, my God, in the joints, in the left hand. We command your hand to start the deformity, the hand to start moving in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, la ba ba ba. If you have somebody that was smoking and I'm a shutter and it comes in to mess with the voice box, I command that voice box tonight to be healed in the name of Jesus. Nicotine that was in the body before and try to raise havoc in the lungs, I command your lungs to be healed. I command lupus to be healed. Lupus. Anything with the bone Anything that messes with the bone, I command it to dry up. Every blood vessels, every disorder with blood, I command it to dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. I come into that body and I command that body now in the name of Jesus. I command fire in that body now in the name of Jesus. I command the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost in the body right now in the name of Jesus. I command healing in Jesus' mighty name. I command healing in Jesus' mighty name. I command healing of salvation in your generation in Jesus' mighty name. Tonight the Father said we come together and to believe God for healing. Yes, healing is the children's bread. So tonight we eat the bread of healing. Your stomach is out of line. We come and we pray for the spirit of biliousness. And we command the lungs. We command the body to function in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Like for me, when you eat, I see this person, when you eat, we call it bilious in Jamaica. Some people call it bad stomach. They call it, I have all kind of names. Some people said the esophagus, all different kind of things. So I come against that tonight. I do come against that tonight. We are talking about healing. We're not going into anything else but healing tonight. We are talking about healing. We have massive amount of people. Like I said, I was down and I was not going to be on tonight, but the Father said yes. So I said, okay, so I am here. I am here. I am here to stand in the gap, and I choose to be not a victim. I choose not to be a victim. I choose to be a victor in the mighty name of Jesus. I come with the stick of fire tonight, and I plead the blood, not a snake, but the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus on the highways, the blood of Jesus on the byways, the blood in the home, the blood in the hospital room, the blood in your bedroom, the blood in your bathroom, the blood in your kitchen, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood over your family, the blood of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. We come and we stand in the heavenly, Father, and we will not leave. We will not leave until you bless us, Almighty God. Healing is the blood of Jesus. Healings come from the blood. Healing, as I said, is the blood of Jesus. Because when they see the blood, the death angel were not able to touch that place. So we bear witness with the word of God. And we say healing in Jesus' name. Restoration in Jesus' name. Solomon 16, verse 12. Let me see. Ishamoni katala datata abokita. I see like somebody would want me to get off of what the Father told me to do tonight, but I'm not getting off of that. He said to talk about healing. And in that process, what we're going through tonight, you will see healing in your situation. You will see deliverance in your situation. You see, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is not the work of a man. 452. But this is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I have to be led by the Spirit of God. And people are getting healing right now. Lives are being changed right now. The joy of the Lord is our strength right now. I'm not going to lose focus right now. I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to stay on what he told me to stay on. So Solomon 16, verse 12. Solomon 6, verse 12. Sorry, excuse me. Oh God, oh God. Oh, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul lingered after thee. My soul want to touch you, Lord God. My spirit want to jump on the bandwagon and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Teach me, Lord God, how to walk. Teach me, Lord God, how to run. Teach me, Lord God, you are the God that healed me. Teach me, teach me. Teach me, teach me, teach me, hallelujah. Psalms 119 verse, let me see, 50? What a life. So I'm talking to you, but I'm not here. And when I get like that, God is doing something. He's doing something. So all you have to do, put your hand up and receive. The Lord God will comfort the person who's afflicted. He's going to send his word. The word of God said, he will send his word, Lord. Father God, your word tonight is powerful. Your word tonight is sharper than any two-edged sword, Almighty God. Your word, wherever it's sent, it's going to pierce in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your healing power go forth. Let your healing fire come forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak to every blood disorder. Every, oh my God, if you are a woman and you have, okay, this is for woman, not for man, for woman, having a heavy menstrual period. Put your hand over your belly. Put your hand over your belly now. If you have periods like floodgate, put your hand over your belly at the very moment I speak. I'm commanding the body. I am commanding that uterus to function properly. I'm commanding every cell in the body to be healed. I'm commanding every cyst, everything that's not of God to function properly. Like I said, if you have every menstrual period that comes up and you have cramps and it's severe, put your hand over your belly. You may not need any kind of surgery in the mighty name of Jesus. I stand in the gap with you. I stand in the gap with you. And I command that body to be in line. I command that body to be in line. It is like severe. It is like cramping. It's like it's painful. And I command that body. I command it to close up. When I look at the opening, when I look at the opening of the vagina, it just opens and it just bleeds and it comes like a flood. And I command that to clear up and dry up now in Jesus' mighty name. Any cancer cell in the body, I command it to fry, dry, come from the root in the mighty name of Jesus. High blood pressure, any sickness, any disease, that is what we're focusing on tonight. Sicknesses and disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalms 107:20. He send his word. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for your word. Every destructive source and force of the enemy, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we command the blood to stand. And when the enemy sees the blood of Jesus, the enemy have to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy have to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus prevail, the blood of Jesus stand, the blood of Jesus. The blood. We stand in the gap for any baby that is sick tonight. Any baby that's sick, bind the spirit of AIDS. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every AIDS. Every dabokoshata bokonda. Oh, barama, hikinomo, sikinama. The blood of Jesus. Father, are you hearing me? Oh, yes, I'm here on your assignment. I'm here. And you say that if two of us come together, there you are in our midst. So we come to you tonight, God, and we join force, we join arms, holding hand. A 3-4 card cannot be broken. And we come and we hold hands tonight, Lord. And just like we did on Fridays, Lord God, where we standing in the gap, Lord, where we standing in the gap, Lord, for your nations and for your people. We come tonight, God. And we lift up our hands, God. We say your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. What bread are we looking for today, God? We're looking for your healing powers, God. You have already given us to a bakuti. You have already given us a double portion, bakuta. You say when you leave, God, you will send the comforter, makusha malikuta. And the comfort will lead us and guide us and show us things to come. Oh, my God. Where do we find that? Where do we find that? If your word is powerful, if your word is life, if your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, we are speaking back your words to us. You said you are in us as you and the Father is one. You said when you leave, you said you're going to send the comforter. And it's going to lead, it's going to guide us into all truth. Because you are the spirit of truth and you do not lie. So tonight, God, we come and we declare Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we see ourselves marching in the lane. We're healing possessed. We're healing comes. Where healing comes. Healing comes tonight. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and baptize shall be saved. But the ones who not believe, they will be damned. And this is what you said, Lord God. If I believe and if everybody believes, these are the signs that will follow us if we believe. If we take up any deadly thing, it will not hurt us. We'll speak with new tongues. You also say, Lord God, the serpent, if we drink any deadly thing. And another thing. You said we shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. And then you leave and you went back to the Father. Tonight, Lord God Almighty, we thank you, Father. We thank you, that's why you came. You came to destroy the work of the enemy. And you, Father God, gave her those keys. Tonight, you say we must come. We must stand and we must believe you for healing. Because you already did it, Lord. We're just coming tonight to release it in the atmosphere. That way, Lord God, that men may know that you alone is Jehovah. Men will know that your ways are just and true. Men may know that in you we move and we have our being. men may know that certainly we can speak. We can speak. We can speak, and things have to come to pass. Doesn't matter when, but it's going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now I go to the heavens with the Father right now, because he said he prepared a place for us. And wherever he is, there we will be also. Wherever he is, there he will be also. Tonight I come. And I'm with you wherever you are tonight. Because you are living and reigning inside of me and inside of your people. So I can come tonight and I can lay before you on the altar. And I can say it is finished. It is finished. The enemy has no power and authority over us. We declare war upon the enemy's war. And we say back up and back off. It is finished. Let me just speak to him for a moment, because he is taking me somewhere right now in the spirit. Where the fire of God is going to come forth now, and he is going to shake up some things. He is going to shake. He is going to shake you out of your complacency. He is going to shake me out of my complacency. He is going to put me on the right path. It is finished. Yes, saith the Lord God Almighty. I am breaking up some stuff in your life right now. I am removing some stumbling block out of your life right now. I am bringing the healing powers of Jesus into your home right now. Into wherever you are located right now. Put your hand up and receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. There will be changes. There will be healing. There will be deliverance. There will be sanctification. There will be restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, there will be joy, there will be healing, there will be deliverance. Put your hand up, even the dog. If the dog is in your house and the dog don't feel good, there is going to be a healing. He said he come to your house to touch that doorpost. He come to number 4 to touch that doorpost. Put your hand up if you're living in number 4 to touch that doorpost. If you're living in 332 to touch that doorpost. If you're living in 91 to touch that doorpost. Hey, Malokoshi Bebonde. 15, 16, 70, touch that doorpost. 10, touch that doorpost. Any doorpost, touch, touch. Touch. So you live on street, we'd start with a 10. Touch. Touch, Lord God. Send for your healing powers right now. Go over right now to Gillette Street. Go over right now to Roosevelt Boulevard. Go over right now to Hazard Avenue. Go over now, right now on Garden Street. Bring the fire of the Holy Spirit on every single corner. Bring forth healing on every door. Touch the doorpost and drive back the death angel from Garden Street now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the doorpost in Martin Street right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Blue Hills Avenue right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oma Mokosha Bloomfield Avenue in the mighty name of Jesus. Over where Cigna is located in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, tekeleba shandelebakoraba. Rockwell, bring the blood of Jesus over Rockwell. In a mashandalarabo, anywhere they have a school system, bring the blood of Jesus and send for healing. Bind the spirit of witchcraft out of, oh God, over Hartford Eye. Hartford High School, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the sacrificial lamb on the high school property, on the high school ground. Weaver, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. Waverly High, I speak to you right now. Any high school, any junior high school, the one on Blue Hills Avenue, Jamoke, I speak to you right now. I bind the spirit of witchcraft. I go to Springfield. I go to Worcester. I bring forth the fire of God. Tower Avenue, I bring forth the fire of God. I bring forth the fire God. Bloomfield Park Street, I bring forth the fire God. Oh, School Street. Weddlesfield Avenue, I bring forth the fire God. Garden Street, the fire God. Greenfield Street, the fire God. Main Street, the fire God. Southeast Main Street. Main Street, East Hartford, the fire God. Melekisha, Makota Laba in there. Well. I just hear the Spirit. Oh, I just hear the Holy Spirit. Oh, I just heard the Holy Spirit. Wait, I gotta find these. Oh, my Ikitenema. Tonight is a night of prophecy. I go to New York. I go onto New York Bridge. My God, where is those locations? I go to New York right now. I go to New Jersey right now. As a matter of fact, I call for every state in America. I call for every state, everywhere under the sound of my voice. I call for those states. Jamaica, yes, the blood of Jesus. Where is those states? Where is those states? I gotta find them. I'm talking about Connecticut. I want you guys that live in Connecticut, in New Jersey, in the New York borough. I want you to go and I want you to Google them tomorrow. I want you to take them out. There's something coming in America. There's something coming in America. Get yourself prepared. There's going to be changes. Avon, Berlin, Bloomfield, every single. There were 44 counties. There was a time when we were praying. The Holy Tabernacle was praying. The Holy Tabernacle was praying. So now these are the places in Connecticut. But we are going beyond Connecticut. We are going now into where, Father? Where? New England. Okay. All right. New Hampshire? Okay. Yeah. Massachusetts? Oh, okay. Maine, Rhode Island? Yeah, okay. Do not take this lightly. Jesus is coming. You worry about what's going on around us. We were talking about it with some people. I was talking about it with some people. And I see fire. But it's not from something bad. It is not for something bad, baby. The fire that is coming is a fire to change the atmosphere for greatness. Do not get weary. Do not be fearful or get scared. The fire that is coming is going to help you. It's going to fine tune your walk. I'm giving you the information from the Holy Ghost. It's going to fine tune your walk in the last days, in today's day. Jesus is coming. Listen to me, Hartford County. Listen to me. Avon, Burlington, Bloomfield, Bolton, Bristol, Burlington, Canton, Cranwell. I had to go find the Spirit of God. Say, find it. Now, I'm giving you these different counties. Now, it's up to you wherever you are living. Get your county. I don't know the county from New York. Hey, I don't know the county from New Jersey. Hey, I don't know the county from Maryland. Hey, I don't know it for Pennsylvania. California. I don't know. I don't know all the counties for Jamaica. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, get your county. You are becoming a soldier. You're becoming a healing soldier in your county, in your area. You're releasing fire in the atmosphere. You're releasing fire in your location. This is not likely. This is not an easy task. But the Holy Spirit of the living God is going to help you. Avon, I'm going to call out mine. You need to call out yours. I am down here in Florida. I got to find the counties now in Florida, now that I'm here. So now I'm giving you the ones that I already are familiar with. Avon, Berlin, Bloomfield, Bolton, Bristol, Burlington, Canton. Now, if you're in the Hartford County, you should be writing these things down. Cromwell, Durham, hey, East Granby, East Hampton, East Hampden, East Hartford, East Windsor, Ellington, Enfield, Farmington, Glastonbury, Granby, Camden, Hartford, Heartland, Manchester, Marlborough, Middletown, New Britain, Newington, North Granby, Plainfield, Middlefield, this is Plainville, Plymouth, Portland, Rocky Hill, Rockville, Simsbury, Somerset, South Windsor, Suffield, Tallinn, Vernon, Wethersfield, West Hartford, Windsor, Windsor Locks. And then you go into the counties. Ask the Holy Spirit how to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit how to execute. Ask the Holy Spirit how to send for healing. We are talking about healing the land. Need to be healed. So that same spirit. I remember when I used to go to my dad before he died. We used to sing a song. So that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. It lives in you. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it lives in you, and it will quicken your mortal body. Are you getting this? Jesus died. He rose. He prayed in John 17. Father, I do not pray for them to be out of this world. But I pray, oh Holy Father, that you sanctify me. Go read John 17 for yourself. He wants the Father God, not only for him and the Father to be one, but for us to be one. Unity in the Spirit. Oneness in the Spirit. So the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, he lives and he reigns inside of us. Get it. And if you go to him and say, Father, let that spirit live inside of me now that you're living in there. I want the fire of the Holy Ghost that I can go for it and I can speak life. Life can come alive. I can speak to the dead and they can wake. Almighty God. So it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. Yes, lives in me. Yes. I want my body to be quickened with your body, God. I want to hear from you, Lord God. Clean me up, Father. Let me walk in the spirit of abundance. Let me walk in the spirit of Lord God, not only in abundance, but in the Spirit, Lord God. We am listening to you. We am hearing from you. We am obedient to you, Lord. Somebody told me last week, obedience is better than sacrifice. And he said, Ruth, I don't know why I'm saying this. And I said, I know why you're saying it. I know. And I'm living proof tonight that I want to be obedient to him. Why not come together tonight? And why not drop to our knees and ask him to come and change us from the inside out? That way we can boldly declare that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. Oh, he lives in me. And he will quicken my mortal body. He lives in me. Heavenly Father, as I bow before you, and as I look at your feet right now, God, and I see the serpent under your feet, God, that simple every single thing that we prayed for right now, God, you're showing it to me that it's under your feet. And the enemy has no power. And even though he's there wiggling and twisting and turning, God, you are crushing him right now because you already did. And he is under your feet. Sly enemy under your feet, Lord Jesus. And I'm looking at it right now. I see the eye and the mouth, the spirit of the python, the Leviathan. I see it now. Lord, it's pushing out its ugly head and it's branching out. But it's under your feet, Lord God. And it's subjected to our foot. It's under our foot. And we're going to place the other foot and we command our feet. Yes, Lord, lift up your foot, Lord. Take it off and let us put our both feet on top of it. Yes, there we go. You cannot move. He has no power. And he has no authority. Unless we drop arms and give it to him. There is no power in him. There is no life in him. There is no peace in him. Because that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. And we can say tonight, our soul, our bones, our spirit is with you, Lord Jesus. So 1 Thessalonians 5, we can declare tonight, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. Come alive in us, Holy Spirit. Come alive and dwell. Minister to us tonight, God. Open up the floodgates tonight, God. And minister. Every single name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what I've been through for the past couple weeks. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that I cannot rely on my spirit, but I have to put my hand in your hand for your spirit to come into my heart and to lead me and to guide me and to actually show me
what you need for me to do and how I'm supposed to execute. And you're going to show every single person what they need to do and how they need to execute. Father, hear our cry. Thank you for your son. Thank you for your son. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for his blood. Thank you for the healing palms. Father, we thank you. Thank you that everything that we need is in the Godhead. Thank you that we're joined here with Jesus Christ. And we're here to your throne, that we can declare that your kingdom come and your will be done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. We are royal, God. We are a chosen generation, God. 1 Peter 2:9. We are a holy nation. We are peculiar. We are here to sure fruit your praises, Almighty God. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Yes. We are in you tonight. We rest in you tonight. Yes. Heaven declared your glory. We are your handiwork. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the King of Kings. Maro Ramase Kelami. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is something that you want to be in. You want to bask in him. You do not want to leave his presence. Even when we come on the phone tonight, make sure you spend some time with him. In him we move when we have our being. Let me tell you, this night is for you and him. It did not feel like I want to do this today, but I'm so thankful that I listened to him. Oh, you don't know how I feel. My husband and my daughter and my son and whoever had called in and talked to me, you know what was going on. Let me tell you, it was not easy. But he said, yes, you have to go online. And tonight I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for meeting our needs, Almighty God. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you. In his presence, there's joy. In his presence, there's peace. Tonight we say hallelujah. Tonight we say gracious King, supernatural Father. In you we move where we have or be. Certainly there's no other King or any person beside you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you for opening up doors that no man can shut. And the ones that need to be closed, you closed them. We thank you this night, Lord God, for your healing powers. We thank you this night, Lord God, that is descriptive. It is a distinction. It is a movable spirit that when it comes in, it's going to change us from the inside out. I want to tell you, take this fire within. Take it. Take it. The Spirit of God is real. The Spirit of God is powerful. Yes, he lives. Yes, he reigns. I am telling you, I was not doing well. But the God that I serve and you serve is a God that is more than enough. Hear me now and hear me good. He is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. No lies, no gimmicks, no confusion, just truth. Because that's who he is. I want to tell you, I thank you for healing or standing on the call tonight. When I did send out that notification, our base was not intact. But the God that we serve is a God that is more than enough. I will pray for you, and I ask you to continue to pray for us. Pray for our base. Pray for your base. Pray for your ministry. Pray for your family. Have somebody who's going to stand in the gap with you. Look for a Matthew 18:18-20 person in your life. I need that. You need that. We're all worshipers together. I know the Holy Spirit was here. I felt him so close. I'm going to bed tonight, and I'm going differently than I wake up this morning. Our God reigns in the heavens and in the earth. Kingdom authority reigns. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. The person that's on fasting on Wednesday, we look forward for you to be on fast on Wednesday. On Friday, we do have our watch. So Friday, the information will be going out for the watch. Sonny will be sending out something tomorrow about our watch. Our watch is going to be slightly, it's going to be changing a little bit differently. It's going to be a little bit differently. Okay, so she will send the information out to you tomorrow or Wednesday. But hey, shalom. Have a peaceful night. And may God bless you. And I must tell you, thank you guys for praying for me. I am feeling good. Our God is good. Have a supernatural night and shalom. Glory to God.